Thank you for calling Crash the Video Membership. This is Horton speaking. How can I help you today?
Yes. Hi, my name is Helen George. This is the third or fourth time I'm contacting you. Last year, I wanted to renew my membership at the discount rate that you were offering. And I was told that in order to do that, I'd have to cancel my membership and then I could, renew it or take out a new subscription at the new rate. I was told that membership would be canceled, that I would get a partial refund, and then at that time I could actually take out the new membership at the new rate. My membership was not canceled. I went online to see if I could do it, but it wouldn't let me do it. It said I needed to contact you. So I sent an email, since nothing had been done over the phone. I sent an email on November the 30th regarding this situation, and I had no response. So now I'm calling up again, and the person I spoke to said that she would transfer me to maybe somebody who can help me. So are you able to help me?
I can try. Can I get your email address?
Hello? Yes, it's H for Helen, B for Boy, G for George, number 4, at doctor.com, doctor.com.
Can I have your first and last name? Can you verify the address for me?
Helen George, 6119 Spencer Avenue, Bronx, New York, 10471.
Thank you for that verification. Now, I say you still have. Now, the reason why you're not able to sign in, and you say it was giving you issues signing in, correct?
No, I didn't say that. That's not what I said.
For signing up?
I said that last year when you had the special offer for Crafty, for membership, for I think it was $1 or $2, something very little. I tried to see if I could actually get my membership at that price, and I was told that in order for me to get my membership at that price, I would have to cancel my current membership and then bring out a new subscription or renew my subscription at the promotional rate. I believed when I called up, I understood that the person I spoke to was going to cancel it because I tried to do it online and wouldn't do it. So I had called back. They said I would have my membership canceled and I could go back online and renew it at the new subscription rate. I wasn't able to do that. So I sent an email to you explaining the situation that I was not able to cancel my membership to get it at the new rate. And get the refund of the balance back onto my credit card. So I asked them, what should I do? How do I actually go back in and take out a new subscription order at your $2 per year rate? And I had a coupon code, which was C for cat 25162. So I've gone into my membership now to see, because I see that it's up for renewal in a couple of days, to see if there's any way that I can renew at your new rate. And it's telling me that I need to speak to someone. So that's why I was transferred to you.
Well, it's not going to let you renew it until the 22nd. That's when your extra membership expires.
It's an automatic renewal. I don't want to be charged $79.
Your membership is not automated renewal. When you called in November 29th, they canceled that auto renewal. So it's not going to let you sign up for that promotional rate until after the 22nd.
All right, so why does it say here? It just says it gives me an expiration date of 2021, and it has a new start date of 2020. So you're saying that it's not an automatic renewal now?
Correct. When you called in November last year, they took the auto renewal off. So on February 22nd, your membership will no longer be active. So, therefore, you'll be able to click that link, that promotion that you have with that code, and sign up for $249.
All right. So, my question is that, why was it not canceled at that time so I could get a refund back onto my credit card so that I could have renewed at that rate?
Well, because you called in November 29th, and you only had 3 months, left, you wouldn't have received a refund back to your account.
A partial refund, I was told. So I wouldn't have received that, you're saying?
No, ma'am.
All right, because that's what I understood was going to happen. I see. So my next question is that when my membership is over on the 22nd, when I go back in and I take out a new subscription, will I be able to get back all my old classes?
As long as you sign up on that same email, when you go, all right. So what you're gonna do once you after the 22nd, you're gonna go to craftsy.com. At the very top, you're gonna click on the link. This is gonna say return customer. You're gonna log into your Craftsy account, and you're gonna put that promotional code in, and this should go all the way down, bring your total down to 249. As long as you sign up into the same email, you'll have all your classes, everything that you have on your Craftsy, your previous accounts.
All right. Okay.
You won't lose
Thank
any
you
of that
so
information.
Much. Thank you. And what's your name, sir?
My name is Courtney.
Thank you so much, Courtney. Okay.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Is
all
there
right.
anything
okay.
else?
No, that's all. Thank you so much. Okay.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you for calling Crafty
right.
Video Membership.
Okay.
You have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.